During this next module, we'll be looking at legacy, the L in our acronym for clear thinking. When it comes to legacy, this is probably one of the most passionate parts of my life personally. Legacy is all about how you leave a voice or an impact after you die. How long will your voice echo in the generations to come? And what impact will you have? Will the impact be positive? Will it be nothing at all? Or will it be negative? One of the clearest examples of leaving a legacy is found in scripture between Moses and Joshua. Moses was raised in a house where everything about his life was based on a legacy. He was raised in Pharaoh's house, and Pharaoh lived for the fact that he would be echoed or mirrored in the long lineage of Pharaohs. So from day one, his son was born and was raised as the next Pharaoh. That was the absolute purpose of his life. So he would stand up and he would take on the traditions of his forefathers, and he would very deliberately pass them on to his son. This is something that Moses grew up with. That was his whole mindset. And this is something that was engraved into him for the first 40 years of his life. So naturally, when God called him to take the Israelites out of Egypt, out of slavery, this was one of the first things that Moses wanted to do. He wanted someone to walk in his tracks. And this is what we see with little Joshua. Everywhere where Moses went, Joshua followed him. Joshua came into the tent of meeting with Moses. Joshua went up on the mountain with Moses. Joshua understood the rules. He understood the law. He understood everything. Joshua was literally the, for lack of a better term, Pharaoh that followed up in Moses' tracks. Joshua, however, did not do the same thing. When Joshua was raised up as this great leader of Israel, which he was, very successful leader to a degree, and he took Israel into the promised land. But at the end of Joshua's life, we read that he simply tells the Israelites and say, now go ahead and take in the rest of the land that God promised you, and remember to keep his commandments, by the way, and I am now on my way out. Goodbye. Instead of presenting the next generational leader, instead of saying, I am not going to die and everything is going to stop with me, I'm going to raise up another so-called Joshua in my place. But he never did that. And then the history of Israel tells us the story. Even if you read throughout the Old Testament, the history portions of Scripture, and we look at all the kings of Israel, we see that this leadership passing on from one generation to the next is not necessarily something that was always done very successfully. And this is where legacy comes in. You have to live your life bigger than yourself. You cannot live a life that is merely lived out for your own purposes. You have to live a life that influences other people. Even if we look at the Great Commandment, it says you have to love God and you have to love others. It doesn't say that you have to use God for your own purposes and use other people so that you can achieve your goals. Your goal per se is to actually live for someone else. And this is what legacy is all about. Now, during this module, we will be looking at three aspects in particular. First, we're going to be looking at a generational inheritance, how to leave a generational inheritance and generational thinking. The second aspect, we're going to be looking at leadership. What is leadership and how do you influence people through leadership? And then we'll be looking at effectiveness. How can you actually be very effective at influencing other people's lives and leaving a legacy in your own life? So let's jump into these three sections and let's learn how to think clearly.